debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com. Welcome back to the second hour of our program today. As you longtime watchers and listeners to this program know, Greg Palast is one of our regulars and one of the people that I have so much respect for, a brilliant journalist, author, filmmaker. His new movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, is available all over the place, Amazon and whatnot. GregPalast.com for all the information. And there's an extraordinary event going on that involves Kris Kobach that I want to get Greg on to talk about. First, just a one-minute clip from his movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Here it is.
This guy, Kris Kobach. Wow. Harvard, Yale, Oxford. Republican whiz kid. He's already become a Fox News national hero for saving America from an invasion of alien voters.
Those dangerous aliens, dreamer aliens, alien votes.
Republicans claim millions of aliens voted in our elections.
12 million illegal aliens in the USA who could vote without proper identification.
They're bringing drugs.
Hundreds of illegals not supposed to be in the country, but registered to vote.
They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Kobach has ruled that voters must prove that they are Americans to vote. But he was blocked by a lawsuit filed by a group of ladies he exposed as a communist front, as he calls them, the Communist League of Women Voters.
The Communist League of Women Voters. Greg Palast, welcome back to the program, my friend.
I kid you not, Kris Kobach, in fact, reporters were taken aback, like, whoa. And he said, that's right, the Communist League of Women Voters. But the Communist League of Women Voters is in the courtroom today with what is absolutely the most important voting rights case in America at this moment. The state of Kansas. Kris Kobach, by the way, is defending himself and the state of Kansas personally in the courtroom. Not much trial experience, and the judge is trying to school him on how you act in a courtroom. But basically, the state of Kansas, in a law written by Kobach, requires everyone registering to vote to prove you're a citizen. Now, you might say, well, that's reasonable, but we've gone 2.5 centuries in America without such a requirement. You have to sign a form saying, under penalty of perjury, you go to jail, then you get deported if you're not a citizen and you try to vote. So people don't do that. But Kobach has now said you have to prove your citizenship. No, not a driver's license, Tom. Aliens have those. Not a social security number. Aliens have those. You have to have your original birth certificate or a passport. And, you know, so guess who doesn't get to register? 1 in 7 Kansans. 1 in 7 Kansans who tried to register to vote in the last 3 years have been blocked by Kobach's law. And he has not been able to prove that a single one of the people he's blocked, because they couldn't prove their citizenship, are non-citizens. And many of them are plaintiffs in this suit, which is being argued by the ACLU for the League of Women Voters and for the plaintiffs. You got two Air Force officers, two Air Force officers who are not who are blocked from voting. You have a yesterday they heard from one of the plaintiff witnesses, a woman who works in a prison, in the prison cafeteria. And Kobach said, well, why didn't you use your cell phone to call our office to get a special hearing to prove, to, you know, explain to us why you couldn't get your birth certificate? And she says, you know, well, Mr. Kobach, you should know that if you work in a prison, you can't bring in your cell phone. You know, and he said, well, why didn't you take a break, go into your car, call our offices and arrange for a special hearing? This is what you have to do to vote if you're, you know, and who doesn't have their birth certificates? People who are born at home, poor people. Students don't necessarily have their original birth certificate with them. They're the main group that has been excluded, young people. 57% of the people excluded are between the ages of 18 and 25. So it's almost all brand new voters. How do they vote, by the way? Ask yourself. This is a clear partisan grab. Kobach knows it. And but if he wins, the Democrats can kiss 18 and 20 elections goodbye. One in seven new voters blocked from registering. Can you imagine the effect?
In the state of Kansas, by the Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who has been collaborating with Donald Trump. He's the guy, apparently the guy who told Trump that 3 million illegal aliens, his phrase, voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election.
Yeah. By the way, Kobach did call me. Yeah, Kobach did call me, and he said, yeah, he's the guy that came up with the 3 million number. 3 million aliens. He found one. He claims to have found one. Now he's going to court and said, well, he's the only Secretary of State with the right to arrest people for fraudulent voting. So he's arrested one. He's been talking about this for a decade. He's arrested one that he claims is an alien voter. And yet he's blocked, he's removed 22,000 people from the voter rolls. 36,000 people are on what's called a suspension list, can't yet vote. And he's not been able to find these voters. He keeps telling the court that there are thousands. Just because he arrested one doesn't mean that there aren't thousands, and that he's prevented 30,000 illegal aliens from registering to vote. Yet he has the power to arrest them. He hasn't arrested one. I heard him on Fox News. I even have a quote from him in my film where he says, 50 Somalians have registered to vote. They're stealing my vote. And, well, why don't you arrest them? They're Kansans, right. If that's true.
Right, yeah. How long is this trial going to last? What do we know about the judge? What's the likely outcome? How do we keep track of it? And why is the media completely ignoring this?
Oh, boy. Why does the media completely ignore the most important voting rights case in America? I guess that's why we watch Tom Hartman, is it right? And
okay.
Listen to Tom Hartman, okay? So that's how you get the information. And I'll be reporting continuously. The trial should last all week. I'll keep on top of it and the details. I've read all the testimony, expert witnesses, et cetera. I think at the trial level, Kobach, with his grandstanding, remember, he's running for governor. And there he is in the courtroom himself. He doesn't know, the judge said, you don't know evidence 101, like he's, you know, like he's just hasn't even gone to law school. By the way, he's no fool. He did go to Harvard, Yale, and Oxford, but he has no trial experience.
He doesn't have a law degree, right?
Well, actually, he does. He was a law professor, but the thing is, he has no trial experience. And one of the things is that the judge was really upset. He says, "You don't understand the basic rules of evidence. You don't know how to cross-examine a witness." And so the judge is really angry. The judge has already said enjoined him already from implementing this law, which he's, by the way, violated the injunction. He stopped people from voting, even though the judge said, "Don't do that until we have a trial," which we're having now. The judge is angry. I think he's going to lose at this trial level. He's acting like a politician run amok. He's not running a trial. He's running a political campaign from the courtroom. The judge is not happy. The judge doesn't buy his, you know, where are these mystery thousands and thousands of illegal voters? But we have physical voters in this courtroom who say they couldn't vote. Air Force officers,
right.
Mr. Kobach. And so but unfortunately, this is very much like the Indiana ID case.
That went to the Supreme Court, and they said that Indiana blocking people based on ID was just fine.
was right. fine. So what Kobach is playing for is the Trump Supreme Court. He right. knows he's going to lose at this level. Right. What he's counting on is that the Trump Supreme Court is going to say, as they did with the Republican majority did with ID laws, we don't care if you can't name one person, like in the case of ID, someone who's stolen someone's ID. They couldn't find a single case in 100 years in Indiana, yet the court said that was okay. They have found one single case of an alien voter in Kansas in a decade and removing tens of thousands of real voters. And I'm sorry, but I think it's going to be tough in front of the Supreme Court for the ACLU and the League of Women Voters. We have to stay on top of this. This is the biggest case. Imagine right. 1 in 7 new voters nationwide. If this goes
it would wipe out the Democratic Party, which, of course, is what they're trying to do. Greg Palast, as soon as this trial's over, let us know what's going on, and feel free to call in anytime, please.
I will.
Okay, we'll keep track of this. GregPalast.com is his website. Check
it out. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And, of course, Greg's new movie, which features a lot of footage of Kris Kobach, is called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. We'll be right back. Great show today. Congressman Mark Pocan in our first hour taking your calls. Greg Palast came on with a lawsuit that's going on that Kris Kobach has knocked 1 out of 7 new people who want to register to vote in Kansas have been prevented to vote. Most all of them young people. And Raul Martinez talking about how we define freedom. Check it out. Our commercial free podcasts are at TomHartman.com. And you can see clips of the show here on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter.